So I can talk a little bit about Bucksport. I'll just do a minute or two if anybody wants to talk to me more about Bucksport, which is an awesome place, which I grew up 20 miles from and cannot believe I did not know how awesome it was until now. So the Bucksport paper mill where we're building our site closed about 5 years ago. And as soon as the mill closed, there was this real revitalization going on. They joined a Main Street program. So there's a Main Street Bucksport, I believe there's a Main Street Lewiston, there's a few other towns that are working on this downtown revitalization. And in Bucksport, I have probably about a dozen people that I call my heavy hitters. These are the people that volunteer for everything. They coach the soccer team. Larry Wall is rebuilding Wilson Hall from the inside out. All of these people that show up to a lot of chamber events, that show up to a lot of everything. So I think going to events in town and looking for those familiar faces and reaching out to them and saying, I noticed that you're doing 5 different things and I'd love to help you on 1 or 2 of them. One thing that I found for me, I started working for Whole Oceans about 1.5 years ago, and that first summer, I sat in the coffee shop every Thursday morning for about 4 hours. And I worked on my laptop and I took phone calls and I wore my Whole Oceans jacket, and the town got to know Jen is in the coffee shop on Thursday mornings. And so I would have about 10 to 20 people come by every week. Some were repeats, some were just local businesses wanting to say hi, and they would ask me questions. And I would answer them to the best of my ability. A lot of them were about, what is RAS? What are you gonna feed the fish? What about, you know, all these different issues that we have as an industry with all of these RAS systems. And if I didn't know their answer, I got their contact information and I went and I looked for an answer and I got back to them. So I think having that one-on-one as an initial to then spread the word to other people in town that, hey, you know, if you have a question, go ask Jen. She's always there. So I think having that presence, the reason I did that is because in Ellsworth growing up, we had this thing called coffee with a cop, where every Friday, one of the police officers would come and sit in the coffee shop in town, because sometimes there's a barrier between uniformed police officers and people in the community that may need a little bit more help or may not want to ask for that kind of help. And so bringing that barrier down kind of gave me an idea, okay, I'm just gonna sit there and I'm gonna see. And I kind of kept track of, you know, I was getting the same kind of questions over and over again about feed, about what is RAS. And then that allowed me to develop specific information for social networking and for newsletters and for handouts that I would have at booths when I went to events, that I knew that that was the kind of information that people were looking for. So we're going to go to Josh, and he's going to talk a little bit about sustainable food. Keep clipping along.